Eastern.
Yeah, hey Vicky, it's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hey, do you still have those docs that I sent you with both your names on it?
Let me forward them to you to see if the one that you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and then I'll just respond. But if those are the ones, and if I respond yes, then those are good to go. But we're gonna need them in tonight. So if you can get
Okay.
you and your partner to send them in, and then we'll get started on the process.
And when would I have the money?
You should have it. I need to get them approved once they're signed. So you'll have it Monday at the latest. Well, Tuesday at the latest, Monday at the earliest.
Okay, so let's go over this.
Okay.
I'm getting the actual 250.
You are getting, hold on, let me pull up the file. Yeah, you're getting I got the origination fee waived on that. There's no origination fee. So, yeah, that is correct.
The
In
total
fact,
250.
yeah, let me make sure. Let me make sure because there usually is an origination fee. Yeah, we had it removed. And it should be removed on the docs too. So can you forward it to me what you have so I can
Let me
look at it right
forward.
now?
Okay, I'm gonna forward it to you. And also, what's my incentive gift card you said talked about?
Yeah, let me I gotta get that back approved.
Let me forward this to you.
Yeah, forward it to me.
Okay. Do that right now. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, let me just look at it real quick while I got you on the phone.
I just sent it.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Sure. Yep, zero origination fee. Okay, yep, those are the ones. They got both your names on it. Anita and Vincent. We're going to need signatures on the top for guarantor, and then for guarantor two, and then. And then the site inspection fee. At the very last page is the. Did I go over that with you, the site inspection?
Sorry about that, Jeremiah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, sorry
Hello?
About that.
That's okay. All right, so did I go over with you about the site inspection?
The what?
The site inspection. It's the last page on the document there. So if you could pull that up real quick. So basically, what that is $250,000 is a lot of money. We just want to verify that your business is there. And yeah. So
I've been vetted so many times by all these contractors and the government.
I know, but it's an unsecured loan. So so basically that form is to send somebody over there, but it is a $350 fee. For us to go there, and we charge you that. We don't charge you that up front. It comes out later. It's a one-time fee. So I can. It's up to you. I can get that waived, or I can get you the gift card. It's up to you.
Can you tell me the gift card is greater?
The gift card is greater. Of course, and that'll be for you. This will come out the business.
Card.
You want the gift card?
You said the gift card was about $1,000, at least $1,000.
No. The most I could do on that was five. 500 was the most. And the only way I can get that to you is once we get a good review from you.
Okay.
So you're going to leave me a review, and then I can get you that gift card.
Get this waived, Jeremiah. Come on.
I can't. That was one of the things I could do. I can do the gift card, or I can get the inspection fee waived, but that's only $350. The gift card's going to you directly. It's not going to your business.
No, that's fine. It doesn't matter one way or another. I'm still the part of the business.
I know.
It doesn't face me whether it comes directly on me or goes to the business.
I know.
And you want $150 on a gift card.
Throw $150 on a gift card and get this waived?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. I need you to, but I can't get you the gift card until you send me... or give me that good review, and you got to make me sound like an amazing person on there.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, for your review? Oh.
Yeah, it's for me. You got to give me a good review.
Oh, okay. You've been great, Jeremiah. I'm patient.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate it.
This is just hard for me, for real.
I know.
This is killing me.
You shouldn't let it kill you. You should be thankful.
You keep telling me that because, but I'm like, it's killing me. The 36% is just killing me.
You'll be thankful that you did it once your business grows.
No, that's what I'm really hoping that it will just take off. I mean, there's so much potential out here. I'm certified as an MWBE and DBE. So as a result of it, there's so much work coming up for it, that they, as a matter of fact, the meeting that I was at yesterday, this congresswoman was talking about the federal programs, and, they just want to make sure that the small contractors, and of course, when they call the small contractors, they have to throw in the MWBE, to get 30% of the pie for sure.
Yeah.
For all public works. So they're guaranteeing that we're going to get that 30% of all contracts that are coming out.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money.
That's amazing, actually. Yeah. Guaranteeing? How are they going to guarantee? Do you sign a contract with them?
No. The thing is that whoever they put out a job for, like, for instance, perfect example, LaGuardia. We're getting in with LaGuardia. It's a 10-year federal program with Port Authority. And it's about, I think, like, $50 billion, something like that, 30% has to be guaranteed that whoever they give the work to, the GCs, they have to give it to small contractors that are certified.
Wow.
So 30% of whatever amount of money of the contract, they have to give it to small contractors such as myself.
So how do you make sure you get that, though, being as a small contractor? Is it because the congresswoman your contact?
No, unfortunately not. It's just the GCs have to. First of all, we're all of us that are certified as MWBEs. We are in a data bank, and a lot of people already know our work. Okay, so what they'll do is that So you have a big GC such as Skanska, which is the one that we're working with right now for the airport. They know they saw us in the data bank. In addition to that, we've already worked at the airport on private contracts. So they already have some history about our company.
And they know your work.
Right. But they have to put it out to bid. They cannot just say, okay, Eastern is going to get it.
They have
to put it out to bid. And, you know, and hopefully the one that comes with the best number then, you know, gets the job. But it has to be given to small contractors, MWB contractors.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you guys, that's great news for you.
So this is where, you know, and it's just blowing up out of proportion. Everybody wants to not get certified as a result of it, of course. But companies in the past were getting certified. People were taking advantage of it and putting, like, their spouses as the women own,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whoever, just as a front. So the government cracked down on them big time, and a lot of businesses got in trouble.
Good.
And a lot of them have gotten indicted. They've paid tremendous amount of fines.
Wow.
You know, the big guys, because they were monopolizing things and that. Mm-hmm. And whatever it took to get the credit, because they get credit for it. You know, so now the government really has cracked down on it, and they're vetting everybody. I mean, I've had the company come and vet me, and not just that. The actual contractor who wants to now use my services has to come and vet me too, because just because the government vetted me doesn't necessarily mean that, you know,
it's
fact. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you. I mean, you got a legit,
but you need
legitimate
the
business. Yeah, you have to have the funds to show. So, well, that's where I come in, Vicky, and that's why once you build this relationship with me, you know that I'll be here to help in the future too. It's not just, all right, let's do this, and then you never hear from me again. It's, hey, and if you can get it somewhere else from your bank cheaper, then, I mean, I understand. But if you need me and you're like, hey, I need this money.
My problem with the bank is my partner's score.
Credit, yeah. I know.
Otherwise, I mean, yeah, I could have gotten it from the bank at 4 or 5%.
Yeah.
But because of his score right now. You know, which shows that he foreclosed on his ex-wife's house.
So when you guys do your profits at the end of the year, make sure you get an extra like 25% for the.
Right?
Yeah, okay. All right, Vicky. Well, okay. Get these docs to me today, please, so I can give them to my underwriter, and then I'll work on getting. Don't send me that last page, because I'm gonna get it waived, and then I'll get the $150 gift card. Okay.
All right. Okay, Jeremiah. Thank you.
I'll look for your email later.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Vicky. Bye.